Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, time for another unsuspecting Christmas wish recipient.
Nice.
All right, we're going to bring them in. Again, Alicia has been talking to them, so they have no idea what's going on. They just know they're going to be on the radio.
Okay.
Which is very frightening to some people at times.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring them in.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, Brandy, you there?
Yes.
Hi, Brandy. I was wondering if you would like to buy this awesome product I am selling.
Oh, no. My God.
For only $200 a month, I can give you shampoo. I'm just kidding.
Say what?
Yeah.
What are you got talking all excited? About?
Brandy, my name is JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mac, hey. And Jenna Owens. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Not some solicitors trying to sell you stuff. No, ma'am. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
You doing okay?
Oh.
Everything okay?
Yes.
I have a feeling that you might listen to our show a little bit.
No, I think, JC, that whole shampoo bit made her cry. Made her cry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. That was a bad joke. Yeah. Definitely. No, Brandy, there is someone who really, 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 really cares about you, and they wrote us a letter, and if you don't mind, Kelly Raspberry is going to read you that letter.
Okay.
All right, it says, I would like to nominate Brandy and her beautiful family for a Christmas wish. I met Brandy and her son, Reggie Jr., on Meet the Teacher Night in kindergarten, and my daughter and Reggie have been inseparable since the day they met. They're now in fifth grade together. Reggie had an episode at school one day, and their life has been turned upside down ever since. He's been in and out of the hospital, multiple ambulance rides, and was finally diagnosed with epilepsy. Reggie has multiple seizures every day, and Brandy's been out of work for months taking care of him as he's not able to return to school since the medication is still not working. But not once have I seen the smile, the love, and the strength ever not show. They are now only with one income, and if I can do one thing to help them with a wish, maybe it would just take a little less stress off of them and bring a little more joy into their lives right now for not only their children, but for Brandy and her husband, Reggie, as well. And I'm sure you know who this letter is from, but that's from your friend Serena.
And Serena's actually on the phone right now. Hi, Serena.
Hi.
What a beautiful little friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That your daughter and Reggie Jr. have going on here. I love it.
Serena.
We told you of somebody that really cared about you, Brandy.
So, Brandy, this has been a scary emotional time the last few months for your family, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
So, is Reggie Jr. still able to go to school, or is...
Yeah, he's homebound services currently.
There was nothing. I mean, he has been a healthy child until he just started having seizures all of a sudden.
That's correct. He's, like, in sports year-round, and now he's just sitting at home.
So, basically, yeah, the life he knew was taken from him. He can't see his friends at school. He can't play the sports that he loves playing. You guys had your income cut in half because now you have to stay at home with little Reggie. How's he been taking all this in?
Not good. I can't hardly get him out. I got him to Chuck E. Cheese yesterday, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to leave the house. It's just changed his life. It's changed his personality. It's been really hard.
Is he afraid of having those episodes in public? Is that what's going on with him?
I think so.
So the doctors...
He has one little buddy that he's okay with coming over all the time. So we let him stay over here as much as possible because that's really the only time we really see the old Reggie.
You just have to try different medications to see what will end up helping this?
Yes, and he's on his seventh different mixed regimen. They've gotten better, but they're still there. He'll go like a day or two without having one, and then it's right back to him having them.
Yeah, that's the worst when you get that sense of hope, and then that hope is taken away right away. 2 days.
That's what's called the honeymoon stage is what they tell me.
Now, are the doctors optimistic that they're going to be able to find something that will help Reggie?
Well, they don't say, you know, that there's never nothing, but they're also starting like extensive testing, trying to see if he's, you know, a candidate for brain surgery, which I'm not even sure how I feel about that, but if it's something that would help my son, I've got to look into it. Try to get his little life back for him.
And Reggie has other siblings, correct?
He does. He has a sister named Jayla that's 17 and a junior in high school. And he has a sister that just graduated that's going to college for phlebotomy.
Have they been pretty good or are they taking it pretty tough like Reggie?
They were at first, but as time has gone on, I think everybody's kind of starting to maybe get used to the way our new life is going to be. I haven't. My son hasn't.
Yeah.
But they're dealing with it better than he is.
Yeah. At times like this, the all they need is you guys need support, and, yeah. and you guys have each other and people like Serena that are looking out for you guys. So what we're going to go ahead and do here, Brandy, is we're going to go ahead and grant Serena's Christmas wish for your family to be able to not stress about the holidays. Because I know you probably thought that. You said, what about my kids? What about the holidays right around the corner? I'm not going to be able to work. And we want to take all that stress away from you because you're already dealing with enough.
I don't even know what to say, to be honest. Thank you, guys.
Serena's the one that shared the story, and it's because you're a good person, and your son's a good person, your husband's a good person. I mean, you do good things are going to come back to you, and you deserve this, Brandy.
And we got to free you up for planning the wedding between Reggie and Serena's daughter.
We've talked about pre-arranged marriagement for them for a couple of years.
Yeah, they already have that cute little friendship going on. But what's Reggie into? What does he like?
Reggie loves football, basketball, baseball, and he loves video games.
He's a dude.
He's a dude. He's a good old dude right there. We're going to give you a gift card to Conn's Home Plus. You said Reggie likes video games and all that electronic stuff. You go get him some stuff out there and get him all set up so that he can have those cool play dates with his buddy and have a good time so you could see old Reggie. And we're also going to give you a Visa gift card so that you can buy your daughters and Reggie some sports stuff under the Christmas tree and not have to worry about it again, okay?
Thank you so much, Serena. I love you.
I love you, Brandy. Thank you guys so much.
Yes. God bless everybody. Thank you so much.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
We'll be praying for y'all.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Nation, if you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to KidNation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
Happy Holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Feel Good Friday, 1 hour from now, Kid Nation. If you want to start sending those our way, make sure you hashtag Feel Good Friday, or you can just text it into the show. And if you send it to us on Instagram or Twitter and you don't know how to follow us, Kid Nation has all our tags, but we'll give it to you right now just in case you need it. Mine is at JSI5 on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you just look me up. Al?
Yeah, Facebook, I'm Big Al Mac. And then on Insta, I'm Big Al Mac 19. That's BIGALMACK.
Yeah, it is.
Keep it simple. I'm Kelly Raspberry everywhere.
Without no P in Raspberry.
KELLIE. RASBERRY. And you can see pictures of Lindsay Lawler's baby.
Oh, yeah, you posted
on my
it?
Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Baby. Got to go to the Sip and See last night.
Beautiful.
So,
baby.
Sip and See.
I told Alan, you better be worried. You start smelling that baby's breath.
Oh.
Holding that warm little baby head.
Baby.
You want the babies?
I'm telling you, it's just like, oh, you have this feeling come over you. It's like,
my wife
just want to breathe all the air out of
it. What is going on? Because my wife keeps showing me baby pictures yesterday.
Her sister just had a baby.
I know, but then she was showing me other people's babies. I'm like, I don't care about the other people's babies.
It hits you like that.
Jenna?
Jenna Page. Page like a book. Jenna Page everywhere. And no babies on my page, but you can see me getting a vampire facial yesterday.
Oh, Wheezy's a baby.
Wheezy's your baby. You're freezing the eggs, though.
I am freezing those eggs, just in case. I don't get the same feeling, though. I don't have that feeling about, you know, wanting to have a baby right now. But I'm just doing it because, you know, the time's right.
I feel you.
All right.
And also Calvin Harris. Interview with him from our Jingle Ball concert in about 40 minutes. But right now it's about Jenna.
Hey, well,
hey, we call this segment with Jenna Owens.
It's not just about me. It's about things I'm into that I think you will also be into, because I like to consider myself somewhat of a tastemaker.
Yeah, tastemaker.
I like cool new things. I'm always exploring the internet to see what's new, and I have a couple cool apps for you today. But first, we'll play a song. And you know what? I think I have played a song from this guy before. His name, his artist name is Elderbrook. He's just a hot guy. He's electronic, kind of indie singer-songwriter, kind of goes through all of those things. But I heard this song. It's a new song. It came out New Music Friday. And I was like, this sounds kind of like Adam Levine, kind of boy band. I don't know. It's interesting. It's called Old Friend.
Oh, you're just the same as I used to know. Always playing games in the strangest ways. You come and go, 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 just like before, for
hear that on Levine, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was listening to it, and I'm like, this is, some of his songs are a little more electronic.
Uh-huh.
I love it. It's cool. It sounds like Adam Levine a little, doesn't it?
And he kind of looks like him a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find Elderbrook when you were looking up Elderberry?
Elderberry? Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Renato?
Uh-huh. Elder Millennial.
Elder.
I fit all of those categories. No, I'm just always on the lookout for new songs to, really, it's when I'm looking for songs to work out to.
Yep.
I love making playlists, and I actually just came across this song in the last couple of days. So that is Elderbrook, and I played Talking for you a few weeks ago, another song. So obviously this guy has something. I really like him. Okay, cool app for photos. I've been using it a lot lately. It's called Unfold. I've noticed a lot of bloggers using it, or brands. It's called Unfold. It's classy, streamlined options for photos and stories. So if you're into, I just like doing things different just because I'm on social media a lot. So I'm always looking for cool ways to either edit photos or just display them, period. And so Unfold gives you a way to make your stories look really cool. So if you've noticed celebrities and bloggers lately using it to where it looks like film, or it looks like multiple images laid out in one frame, you know, with film on the sides as the border, or just, you know, maybe you want to do a photo. I did a photo the other day in the background, and then the same photo over it, smaller. It's just very cool overlays, very easy to use. You can just throw a couple of photos in, make collages. Really awesome. I love it. It's called Unfold.
Does it cost something?
So the first, you know, it's just like with most of these apps, the few formats are free, and then if you, it's just like VSCO filters or something. If you want to, if you want to upgrade, this pack of frames is 99 cents.
Okay, cool.
But I, you know, if you use social media a lot and you're into it, it's not a big deal. It's easy. 99 cents is a no brainer.
Right.
Okay. And then another app that a girlfriend of mine showed me. I have never in my life been that into astrology, and I know that people can be very into it, but I finally found an app that has made me so into it because of the way they deliver the information, and it is called CoStar, CoStar. Okay. It's hyper-personalized astrology. It's gorgeous the way it's laid out, so when you get it, you know, I'm a Taurus, and so every day it will tell me, it breaks categories down. Moods and emotions, intellect and communication, love and pleasure, and imagination, and, it's very detailed, and it also is great because you can enter all your friends. So I could sit here and enter y'all, or you could enter your significant other. So it talks about, you know, where the sun is, where the moon is. And I'm not that familiar with astrology, but everything I've read, I've had this app for 2 weeks now, and I've checked it every day. It's so spot on. It's so interesting, and it's really pretty to look at. So that's called CoStar.
So what'd your horoscope say today?
Well, it's long, so
it is?
Can't really go through the whole thing. It's long, but when I pull it up, it talks a lot. It'll go from business, which, you know, I'm really into business right now. So I like, it talks about how you're making business decisions and your creativity, love and pleasure. Love's just like totally not in the cards for me right now.
Really?
Because it even said something like, you're not interested because you've been focused on business.
Yeah. Wow.
So I don't know. I like reading about it.
What if we created an app that listens to you all day like our phone already does and then tells you things based on what it heard?
What if that's part of it?
You think that maybe happened? Because it, or maybe it's just astrology.
It's great, but yeah, well, usually it says love and pleasure. Mine is now filed under sex and aggression, which is funny, right?
The guys still, Jenna, when they meet you, hey, what's your sign?
No. I've never gotten that. I think girls seem to be more into the astrology than guys.
That's probably a throwback pickup line like that.
Yeah.
Might work, Al.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't like my sign growing up.
What is it?
What are you?
I'm a Pisces. So I was just envisioning myself being a big old stinky fish.
I always liked mine. I always felt bad for people who are Cancer signs. I'm like,
oh, yeah, that one, that.
Cancer. You know, I just thought that word, you know.
I wanted to be a Leo, though. Like, if I could have been born in August or something, Leo's a good one.
I could be a lion. A Leo.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll love it because they're really long. So it's pretty to look at. CoStar is the name. Okay, now this is something fun. It's the holidays, which means family time, which means you're going to be hanging out with nothing to do. And it's probably the only time of year it's actually enjoyable to play board games with family.
Yeah.
And there are so many cool new ones out, like ours, which is supposed to be shipping soon, right?
King of.
Not technically a board game, but a card game, a category game.
Yeah.
But TV favorites, right? So there is a Monopoly Game of Thrones edition. Unfortunately, it's not going to be here in time for Christmas, but it's going to have music, and it's Game of Thrones edition. So it's going to have like the theme song and
TV theme show song! Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kelly, it's going to be there.
Yes.
How about Monopoly Fortnite? Have you seen this one?
Yes, I saw that. I want to buy Tilted Towers.
Yeah, there's Monopoly Fortnite edition. So if you want to get your kids off of the Fortnite gaming around the holidays and you still want to bring them into Fortnite, Monopoly, it's a fun, long, never-ending game that you can play together and end up in a big fight. I love that. And then Black Mirror, if you still haven't watched Black Mirror, shame on you. It's very good.
Yeah.
And they have a new game out called Nosedive, which that was an episode with Bryce Dallas Howard that talks about social media, kind of the downward spiral of that. But this one's cool because you use cards and a digital app to play the game and kind of get a cool social score out of it. So Black Mirror has a game. There are some cool games based on your favorite TV shows that are out in stores right now. I found these on, you know, there's Walmart, there's Target, obviously Amazon, all of that. You can order them there. Pretty affordable, but really great.
Yeah.
Have some board games over the holidays.
I think I played one over Thanksgiving break called What the Meme or Meme something. It's just memes, and it's like Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
But it's so raunchy, and my mother-in-law was playing with us. So my sister-in-law and my wife were so afraid to read their answers because I was getting the naughty ones.
You do that in front of your mother-in-law?
Yeah, that's the danger.
Yeah.
Danger. These are all clean that I listed.
Okay. So Jenna's got Elderbrook, if you want some new music.
Yep.
Unfold, the app that makes your posts look a lot better.
Yep.
CoStar, if you want to get your
hyper-personalized astrology.
Your astrology readings out there.
All right.
And a bunch of board games. You can actually check out what Jenna's really into at kidnation.com. She'll do it again next week. Well done, Jenna.
No snacks today. Maybe next week.
It's okay. We just got back from Thanksgiving break, so we're trying to get back on.
Oh, we are?
Uh-huh. Not yet?
Who made that decision?
I don't know. I was just trying
to. You speaking for all of us, Jason?
Right? Yeah.
We did gain weight. We found out we gained weight on Monday as a staff. Together.
Not that much, actually.
No, it was actually pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised. We did good. We're good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Friday, Kid Nation.
It's the weekend, baby.
We got some texts here before we get into some new music and our interview with Calvin Harris. Mm-hmm. Big Al Max, slightly disappointed you didn't bring up the Priyanka donk.
Oh.
Dang.
Well played.
That's a great one.
Also, somebody hose JC and Al down, please. That's because we on fire.
Hey, on
yeah,
fire.
We got you. We got you. Al and JC are cracking me up. Thank you for all the laughs. I think it's hilarious that you think you are being funny.
What do
you mean you think?
I do think we're being funny. That's right.
We think we're funny. All right, good stuff. Hey, we got some new music coming out today.
Okay.
Some good stuff. Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus back at it again. This song's called Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. And here you go. If you're wondering, she did release the video as well, and Miley does show her booty at 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
What, Kelly? Not feeling it?
What?
Maybe it's a grower.
I was just watching the music video.
It's a cool music video, but yeah, she does show the butt, and the song's a little different than what we're used to.
It is.
But that's what Mark Ronson does. He switches it up for people.
That dance country.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I've never been able to wrap my head around that dance country.
Dance country, like electro country.
Yeah.
Also, the 1975, Kelly, you love these guys.
I love the 1975.
All the girls in the office love them, too.
They have a lot of new good music.
I don't. The guy has... He's so sad and miserable. The lead singer guy, I don't know his name.
Matt Healy.
He's so emotional and emo and just dark. But I love them.
Well, they got a song out. In fact, I'll give you two, Kelly, since you like them so much.
Yes.
This one's called It's Not Living.
Okay.
It Fits Without You.
Okay.
Happy song, right?
I tell you, all their songs sound alike.
This song's
you
about...
You know it's their song.
This song's about heroin.
Well, chocolate. Wasn't that about drugs?
Yeah, chocolate's about drugs.
Out?
I think so, yes.
Oh, my hair smells like chocolate. I love that.
Oh, wow.
They also have another song out. This one's actually Kid TV Anna's favorite song that's on the album, okay, which comes out today.
She's already heard the whole thing?
Yeah, oh yeah. She's been all about it. This one's called Sincerity is Scary.
Why can't we be friends?
Good.
That almost sounds gospel-y, you know, almost.
Because they have a choir.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
That video is actually really cool, too. There's a bunch of dancing. He busts out some soccer moves. 1975. And also, our girl, we talked to her already at Jingle Ball, Alessia Cara. She's got a new one.
Today.
The album is out. It's out today, but the song, her single, is called Not Today.
One day I will need a PhD.
Hey.
Sit me down and tell me what it all means. Maybe one day it'll be a breeze, but surely not today. But surely not today.
I'm telling you, you got to pick up the Alessia Cara album.
That's pretty good right there.
Show our girl some love.
Yeah.
We love her. She's still the same girl. We talked about this the other day, that she was when she first started her career.
Nice lady.
And we just mentioned you can actually watch the interview with Alessia Cara at KidNation.com. That's where you can watch all our interviews from Jingle Ball. We got to talk to Calvin Harris as well.
All right.
And this guy's all business. He's all about the music. And he's a tough guy to get to interview because he doesn't do a lot of them. Mm-hmm. He's not a big fan of doing interviews. So it was really cool that we got to sit down, actually stand up, and notice how tall he was. Here is our backstage interview. It's me and part-time Justin along with Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris is here, everybody. Hi, Calvin.
Hi.
You're the businessman, man. You come in, you do your thing, you have fun. And then you go back home, right?
That's what we all do, right?
That's what we like to do a little bit.
That's what we try and do.
And you're doing it big, too, for 2019 at Caesars Palace in Vegas.
Yes.
And now, is celebrating New Year's any different than any other DJ set you would do?
Any other DJ set? It's earlier.
It's earlier, okay.
I play from midnight.
You like that, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's different. I feel like you have more license to be a bad DJ at New Year, because no matter how good or bad you are, it's the same.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, if you have a little slip-up when you're up there and you're doing your live mixes, is it easy to cover them up, or you just hope, they don't know what's going on, they're all drunk?
I mess up all the time. Just, while DJing.
Because I've seen you live a lot of times, and I can't picture one time you've ever messed up.
That's because you were drunk.
Well, you know, you've never messed up the song Promises with Sam Smith, and that music video is so good.
62 million views on YouTube. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Now you know.
I just loved how it touched on the voguing community and everything like that. Can you help describe what voguing is?
Because they had a documentary. It was a documentary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it was based on Paris is Burning, you know, the original voguing documentary the early 90s, and it was kind of like an update of that, I guess. Voguing itself is it's like a rhythmic movement. It's like a culture, like a lifestyle sort of thing.
That's it is. You know. Yeah, Calvin, can you do some voguing?
No, I can't. And as you'll see in the video, I do not partake in it because I leave that stuff to the professionals.
Right, they're really good.
Yeah, you just make that music, Calvin. Yeah. And you know, this is a perfect gift for Christmas because there's like 9 different mixes. So you buy all 9 of them for Calvin if you
there's
can.
A lot of mixes.
Now look, Calvin, you have done songs with Rihanna, Dua Lipa, Normani, Pharrell, Katy Perry, just basically everyone. But you tweeted, and I quote, "Got some mad records coming out next year," and you put some D's on that thing. So can you give us any insight?
What's D's? What's that?
You put a bunch of D's on your mad. Put some D's on that.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Which means there's going to be some good stuff happening.
Yeah. I mean, I got some great records, but no one to sing them right now.
How do you find somebody to sing your songs?
You just ask them. And either they say no or they say yes, and then if they say yes, it happens.
Have there been people that turned down the song that came back later and they're like, "Dang, man, I wish I'm sorry, Calvin, I should have done
it." Absolutely everyone that's ever turned it down. It's like, you gotta like tell these artists when they have a good record in front of them.
And we got one more question for you, based off your Instagram. Do you like nature?
I love nature. Do you like nature?
I love
nature. Who doesn't like nature?
Some people, I don't think, really like nature that much, or they take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, nature's an incredible thing.
What's your favorite nature? Are you more of a beachy person? Are you more like the forest?
I'm a tree guy.
You like the trees?
Yeah.
And would you rough neck it when you go camping? Rough neck it? Did I say rough neck it?
Rough neck
it. I don't know what that means.
That means, like, could you survive out in the woods, you think?
Probably not.
You like use leaves as toilet paper?
I could probably do that.
Because it's the closest way to get to nature.
Is it?
Well, I don't know about that. So. Would you ever do like that Bear Grylls show where you have to? No, hell no.
No, no.
Naked and Afraid?
No. I don't do any shows. Nah.
No, all right.
Well, but thanks for asking. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, it's been awesome.
Thanks, I might see you at Caesars, though, man. So I'm going to try to make it out there for
thanks
sure.
Thanks for having me, man.
I can't afford a plane ticket, so I won't be down.
I'll tell Justin how it was.
All right.
Calvin Harris.
You guys did a great job with that.
Yeah.
Justin was so nervous.
He's such a serious dude.
I promise he's hard because he doesn't give a long answer to anything.
Like, how do you pick your artist? I'm expecting him to be like, "Well, I think of this voice when I'm doing..." No.
Nope.
I just ask?
Nope. Can you do this Bear Grylls show? Nope.
You can check out the interview and see how awkward Austin Justin was at KidNation.com. And it was fun. Calvin Harris was a good dude. But coming up next, let's do some Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation. Right. Can we do that? No, that's crazy. There you go. Our phone number is 800-KIT-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KIT.
And tell us why you're smiling this morning. I feel good because Big Al Mack and I have been giving you that fired Priyanka Chopra joke all morning long. We want to know what's going on in your lives. Make us feel good. Make us smile. Feel Good Friday is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to get into Feel Good Friday real quick, but I got a cute text right here.
Okay.
I like these cute text messages from you, Kid Nation. Says, my 5-year-old asked Santa for cozy sheets like my mommy's. Yeah, they're Brooklyn.
Well, that's funny that you say that because, yeah, you're never too young for great sheets. And not only does Brooklyn have sheets, they have robes, they have candles, they have sleep masks. They have all kinds of stuff for the bathroom, and it's all incredibly soft. Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. There's no middleman, meaning they can give you those 5-star hotel quality sheets, and they're affordable and really easy to order. And if you want to, the only thing that's softer than a Brooklinen sheet is getting it right out of the dryer and then putting it on your bed
right then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it is awesome. They have over, I'm on their website right now. They have over, this is what their words, over 30,000 bullshit free 5-star reviews.
I see what they did.
That's funny.
That's funny. They're kind of like me and Al today.
No, nothing like me. Yeah. They're funny.
They have super fast shipping, making sure that you get your holiday gifts right on time. And check them out. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID, that's KIDD, at brooklinen.com. And they're so confident that you'll love their sheets and robes and everything that they come with a lifetime warranty. Get that $20 off. Get that free shipping. Get that holiday gift. Go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code KID because they are the best sheets ever.
And that should make you feel good. They will make you feel good. And we want you to make us smile, Kid Nation. It's time for Feel Good Friday. That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This text message here from Kid Nation is for producer Nick, who just had a baby.
Yeah, he did.
So he's feeling extremely good. Baby's doing well, little girl. And he'll be back on Monday, but it says, my Feel Good Fridays for me and producer Nick. Hugh Jackman, live on stage. I've seen him on stage 11 times in New York, San Francisco, and Melbourne, Australia. And he's the best ever. Tell Nick to get his tickets.
Awesome.
So you can check him out. Yeah, Hugh Jackman's going to be doing a one-man tour.
I am doing a big arena tour. This is a dream come true for me. I've done it in Australia, but now I'm going to go around the world. I'm going to cities all over America. We're going to Europe. We're going to the UK. We're going back to Australia.
Wow. You're a rock star.
I'm singing. I'm dancing. I'm telling stories.
So this is a one-man show?
With about a 26-piece orchestra and about 30 singers and dancers and all of that. But it is. It's sort of like I'm on the back nine of my life now. This is about the front nine, the best parts of the front nine. So I'm going to sing stuff from The Greatest Showman, from Les Mis.
Oh, wow.
Stuff I've done on Broadway, Boy from Oz, or stuff that I auditioned for that I didn't get cast for.
Just storytelling throughout it?
Yeah, I'm going to tell stories. And I don't know about you guys, I love going to a concert when I feel something happens that night that could only happen that night.
Yes.
So I try to keep it loose. I have special guest Keala Settle, who is the bearded lady in The Greatest Showman. She's going to come and do a bunch of them. And I'm just going to have a party.
Look at Al Roker sounding extremely interested.
I am.
I know, that sounds great.
I'm looking at tickets right now. They're expensive.
Well,
they are.
It's Hugh Jackman.
Why?
It's Wolverine.
Make that money.
Yeah.
And he's got to pay, you know, it's not free to play those stadiums. You got to pay for all that. That's right.
As a man that plays
millions to put on a show like this.
As a man that plays Wolverine, he should be slashing ticket prices. Come on.
We're still going. I'm feeling good because today I move all of the stuff out of one of my storage places and I can eliminate one storage unit out of my life.
Oh, nice, Al.
That makes me feel good.
Congratulations. From the text, had to go to the DMV yesterday. Didn't cry or get frustrated this time. Hashtag feel good Friday. I know, it's tough. Hi, Christina.
Hey, JC. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
What did you find out?
Okay. All right. I want y'all to try this. Next time you have to sneeze, take your finger and put it on the tip of your nose and push it like a button. And I promise you, you will not sneeze.
You figured out how to get rid of a sneeze. But
sneezing is good.
I love sneezing, though.
I want to sneeze.
Do you have a cue for the hiccups?
No. I'm just saying, you know how, like, you're in a meeting?
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, I got it.
When it's necessary, now you know how to get rid of it.
At the dinner table or something. Okay.
Well done, Christina. Yeah, sometimes you do need to.
Okay, all right.
Refrain from sneezing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. That's a good feel good, even though sneezes feel extremely good.
I'll try that next time.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning. Excellent. What's your feel good Friday?
Okay, so there's a small backstory. It won't be long. I'm a single mom of, after 10 years of marriage, 3 kids, and I swore off dating until the house I'm renting, I'm getting the roof put on it, and I open the door, and there is an incredibly good-looking roofer sitting there, and like, yes, beautiful. God did really good. And he's like, oh, hi, and I'm like, oh, hello. And anyway, he ends up finding me on Facebook. Don't take that stalkery. I thought it was actually kind of fun. Anyway, we start talking, and we went on a date last night.
Yeah.
And so, yay! It was fun and sweet, and yes.
The roofer's on fire.
It's so exciting because when you do get divorced, I mean, I'm sure you've gone through that phase where you think, I'm done. I'm never going to date again. Nobody's going to want me.
Right.
And then somebody really hot wants you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A roofer.
That's awesome.
So now you never have to worry about them leaks, right?
Yeah.
Well done, Amy. Keep that man's around. Let's take one more. Oh, this is great news for Rachel. Hi, Rachel. What's your good news, your Feel Good Friday?
Hi, yeah, today's my last day of work because I get to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yay! And that's a job in itself, though. So, yeah, everybody thinking stay-at-home moms aren't working. They're working. They're house managers. And Rebecca, what's your Feel Good Friday?
Yes, I work as a pet mortician, and I got a raise.
Yay!
Whoa! Look at you.
Yay.
Wow. Have you ever
in time for the holidays. I am also a single mom of 4.
Well, might I suggest calling a roofer?
Have you ever put makeup on a pet?
No, but we do have to get them ready for viewings.
Oh, they have viewings for pets?
You really did it wrong when Maximus died.
Yeah, see, you didn't have a viewing. You should have called Rebecca.
I did. I should have had an open casket ceremony.
My question is, how is a pet mortician different than a taxidermist?
Well, we just do cremation.
Okay.
Just cremation.
Are you been viewing?
I thought you were, like, preparing it for viewing, you know, like...
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, Jenna.
What's the weirdest request you've ever had from someone that's lost a pet?
Someone wanted to have us make the pet into a purse.
Oh, my.
All right.
Okay. I knew we'd get an interesting answer.
Yeah, okay.
I was just curious.
Where's that? What pet was it?
It was a cat.
Oh, a cat purse?
Typical cat owner behavior.
I would want the face facing out.
Was that final wish granted?
No, we were able to get all the fur for her, so we gave her that.
You just let her deal with that.
Find a purse maker.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
That was very interesting, Rebecca.
You know what? People would say that's shocking if you have a beaver coat or a mink coat. That's the pelt of an animal.
Yeah.
And people make little clutch purses out of that.
That's right. Why not a cat?
Gosh, I really dropped the Max ball. He's just sitting in a box.
Can you imagine the back of the purse is the cat tail up and the butt showing like the cow?
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.